Time now for the news from Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Memphis. The Fairfield City Council will meet Tuesday night at 6 p.m. in the council chambers of City Hall. A public hearing will be held at 5:45 p.m. for rezoning of property. Items on the agenda include amending the zoning code, adopting policies for the collection process to close bills, and updating the police and fire eligibility list. Each month, Fairfield Memorial Hospital honors an employee who has exemplified outstanding patient care and customer service. In January, Jennifer Smith, RN, a night shift nurse with the Medical Surgical Unit and Intensive Care Unit, was named Employee of the Month. Jennifer is an exceptional nurse and often receives compliments from patients and peers regarding the compassion and level of care she provides. She is known to help guide newly graduated nurses on providing compassion and high-quality patient care. She goes out of her way to ensure they feel confident in their position. Jennifer exemplifies what it means to be an excellent nurse. In other news, Heather L. Browning, 43, of Carmi, entered a guilty plea in Hamilton County on Thursday and has been sentenced to 4 years in the Department of Corrections. She will have to serve 2 years of parole once she is released from the Department of Corrections. Browning had originally been placed on probation in Hamilton County on October 15, 2015, but violated probation by committing a burglary in White County on October 13, 2016. She pled guilty to the White County burglary charge on January 10th. The four-year sentences in White and Hamilton County will run concurrently.
Do you have a photo you cherish? Let Fairfield Printing and Graphics help share your favorite digital photos in a big, beautiful way by giving canvas prints as gifts to family and friends. At Fairfield Printing and Graphics, you can turn baby and family portrait, engagement and wedding photos, memorable vacation shots, and much more into stunning canvas pictures that anyone would be proud to display in their home or office. Go to Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive for whatever you need, or give them a call at 842-4048.
The original company radio stations presents Comedy Night in Vincennes, featuring Bob and Tom comedians Kostaki Economopoulos and Josh Arnold, March 23rd at Adams Coliseum. Tickets are on sale now at tocbigdeals.com, with a full cash bar from Willie's Pub and French Lick's very own Joe Dirt lookalike as a bartender. And after the show, we'll have karaoke and a meet and greet. Comedy Night in Vincennes, with Kostaki Economopoulos and Josh Arnold, March 23rd at Adams Coliseum. Buy tickets now at tocbigdeals.com.
Wayne County Emergency Management and the National Weather Service Office out of Paducah, Kentucky, are sponsoring a free weather spotting class in Fairfield, Illinois. The class is being held at Frontier Community College on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. It is open to anyone interested and completely free. Online registration is required. Just go to www.weather.gov/PAH/spottertraining to register for the class. The Fairfield Community High School Mulebackers will be hosting their annual Bingo and Silent Auction Night on Saturday, January 27th, 2018, at 7 p.m. in the Fairfield American Legion Hall. This fundraising event is once again being held in honor of all the local veterans. As such, all veterans will be granted their first set of bingo cards free to the event with proof of ID. A portion of the evening's proceeds will be donated to the Veterans Memorial Park renovations at Lakeside. The community is invited to come out and support not only the Mulebackers, but our local veterans in attendance and community upgrades. Several area businesses and individuals have generously donated items to the silent auction. A complete listing of the items will be available on the FCHS Mulebackers Facebook page. Moderators for the evening will be none other than Fairfield's Sheldon Bunny and Jeff Cerlini. Light refreshments will be served. Admittance to the event is limited to individuals 21 and older. The entire village of Bone Gap is under a boil order until further notice. Customers should boil their water to be used for human consumption. In other news, the annual meeting of the White County Farm Bureau, held on Wednesday, January 17th, marked the 97th annual gathering of the membership. About 85 members and guests attended the meeting. Larry Beck of Carmi was re-elected to serve as president. Bryce Williams of Enfield was elected as vice president. Kevin Seifried of Grayville was re-elected to serve as the secretary of treasurer. All three officers will serve one-year term. Members also elected five district directors. Brandon Barbary of Burnt Prairie was elected for a one-year term in District 1. Eric Henning from Crossville was elected for a three-year term in District 1. Brian Brandt of Carmi was elected for a three-year term in District 2. Vance Berzinski was re-elected to a one-year term in District 3. And Kyle Hoskins was re-elected for a three-year term in District 3. Mike Wicker of Enfield was elected to complete the remaining District 2 terms of Bryce Williams. Larry Beck recognized four retiring directors. Retiring from the board were Don Duvall, Rusty Walsh, Richard Curd, and Ken Lamont. These four directors retired with 107 years of cumulative experience as an officer or director in the White County Farm Bureau. David Brown, president of the White County Historical Society, gave a talk on the history of different settlements in White County, the Illinois Bicentennial, and the efforts of the Historical Society. U.S. prosecutors have told a judge they will seek the death penalty against a 28-year-old man charged with the kidnapping and killing of a University of Illinois scholar from China. Federal prosecutors filed a notice Friday with the U.S. District Court in Central Illinois. It cites, among other factors, that Brent Christensen's alleged killing of Ying Ying Zhang involved torture. Christensen is charged in the June kidnapping and death of a 26-year-old. Her body hasn't been found, but authorities say they have evidence she's dead. Christensen's trial is slated to begin February 27th. He has pled not guilty. In other news, the Sisney High School freshman class will hold a spaghetti supper fundraiser Friday, January 26th in the Sisney High School cafeteria. Serving times are from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Meal will consist of spaghetti, salad, rolls, dessert, and drinks. Dinner is by donation at the door. The Sisney Running Lions basketball team and cheerleaders will host two games against Patoka beginning at 6:15 p.m., making it a perfect night for dinner before the game. 20-year-old Danielle P. Steiner of Thompsonville was driving a 2004 Ford passenger car northbound on Illinois Route 34, just north of Weber Cemetery Road in Saline County, at 1:38 p.m. Friday afternoon. For unknown reasons, she crossed the center line into the southbound lane. A 1998 International truck, driven by 47-year-old Marshall W. Cisna of Nortonville, Kentucky, was southbound on Route 34 and was unable to avoid Steiner's Ford, striking it on the driver's side door. Steiner was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash by the Saline County Coroner's Office. Cisna did not receive any injuries as a result of the traffic crash. An Illinois State Police Reconstruction Officer has been assigned to assist with the crash investigation. ISP District 19 was assisted at the crash scene by the Saline County Sheriff's Department, Saline County Ambulance Service, Saline County Coroner's Office, Galicia Police Department, Galicia Fire and Rescue, Jones Towing Service, and Vernell's Towing Service. Area residents interested in the nursing program at Frontier Community College should apply as soon as possible. Applicants for the Fall 2018 Associate's Degree in Nursing program will be accepted through Thursday, February 15th. All applicants must attend one informational meeting held on FCC's campus. Applicants may choose from Thursday, January 25th, from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. in the LRC Room 127. Thursday, February 8th, from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. in the LRC Room 127. Wednesday, February 14th, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the CBW Room 105. Applicants must also take the Test of Essential Academic Skills exam prior to enrolling in the nursing program. The TEAS exam may be taken up to two times, and students must score at the proficient level or higher prior to the application deadline on February 15th. FCC has scheduled three separate testing dates to choose from: Monday, January 22nd, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the RLM Building, Room 24, Friday, February 9th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the RLM Building, Room 24, and Tuesday, February 13th, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., at the RLM Building, Room 24. To reserve a seat in one of the informational meetings, or for more information about the program, call FCC's Nursing Department at 618-842-3711. A complete list of application requirements can be obtained for the Nursing Department online at www.iecc.edu/nursing. The nursing program is provided through Olney Central College on FCC's campus.
Hi, it's Mark with the WFIW Morning Show. You can wish your loved ones a happy birthday or anniversary during the Birthday and Anniversary Show, Monday through Friday at 6:45 a.m. All you have to do is call us up 842-2159 during the show, and you can wish someone you love a happy birthday or anniversary. If you're shy, no worries. Just go to our website, WFIWradio.com, click on the birthday banner, and submit your birthday or anniversary wish.
Listen weekdays after the 6:15 and 7:15 news for Community Connection on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your News Talk Connection. Each day, I'll be talking with people about upcoming events as well as community leaders. If you have an event you would like to talk about, you can get on the Community Connection by calling me, Tom Levine, at 842-2159. Community Connection weekdays after the 6:15 and 7:15 news on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection.
Crude oil is at $56.25, unchanged since yesterday. Gloria White, 90 of Allendale, passed away at the United Methodist Village South Campus in Lawrenceville on January 18, 2018. There will be a short service at Ingraham Funeral Home in Allendale on Tuesday morning, January 23rd at 10 a.m. There will be no viewing. Respects may be paid for the service with visitation being held from 9 to 10 a.m. Burial will be at the Allendale Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, in Mount Carmel. Online condolences and memories may be shared with the family at www.ingrahamfh.net. Ingraham Funeral Home of Allendale is honored to be entrusted with the arrangements. Douglas Doug Atterbury, age 85 of West Salem, Illinois, passed away from this life to the next on January 18, 2018. Doug was born on July 19, 1932 in Flora, Illinois, to Lauren and Della Atterbury. He married Barbara Choate in Fairfield, Illinois on August 31, 1952, and they have celebrated over 65 anniversaries. Doug enjoyed life with Barb and their family and accomplished much during his lifetime. He graduated from Decatur Barber College and was a barber for many years. He also was account representative for the WVLN radio in Olney, Illinois for 7 years and had a weekly radio show featuring jazz musical stylings. He later held that same position at WFIW radio in Fairfield, Illinois for 20 years and continued sharing his love of jazz music through his weekly radio show. Doug was a member of the First Christian Church at West Salem. There he taught the adult Sunday school class for several years. It has been said of Doug, he was a great example for other believers and also had such a nice smile and sense of humor. He was preceded in death by his parents and one sister, Marion Larson. Left to enjoy special memories are his wife, Barbara of West Salem, 3 sons, Philip Atterbury of Titusville, Pennsylvania, Mark Atterbury of Kissimmee, Florida, Scott Atterbury of Albion, Illinois, 5 grandchildren, Michelle Messina, Doug Atterbury, Robert Atterbury, Ty Atterbury, and Maya Atterbury, and 4 grandchildren, Griffin, Alyssa, Alexis, and Axel. A visitation will be held from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Wednesday, January 24, 2018, at the First Christian Church in West Salem. A celebration of life well lived will follow at 11 a.m. A private burial will take place at a later date. Online condolences and fond memories may be left for the family at www.ingrahamfh.net. Ingraham Funeral Home of West Salem is honored to be entrusted with the arrangements. Opal E. Ann Thomas, 73 of Fairfield, died at 8:25 p.m. Thursday, January 18, 2018, at the Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon, Illinois. Born on August 5, 1944, in Flora, Illinois, to Paul S. and Bonnie Lou Thompson, Jr. She has been a homemaker, a waitress, and worked at Roadmaster for over 15 years. Opal married William L. Thomas in Albion on June 1, 1960. Survivors include her husband, William L. Thomas of Fairfield, daughters Christina Kolak of Fairfield, and Tammy Mizo of Amboy, Illinois. Son Steve Thomas of Fairfield, her favorite child Gidget the dog, grandchildren Ashley Kolak, Jeremy Kolak, Dustin Thomas, Amy Keener, Jimmy Mizo, Whitney Lewis, Samantha Peach, Brandon Thomas, and Heather Waters. 13 great-grandchildren and several nieces and nephews. She was preceded in her death by her father, Paul Thomas, mom and stepdad, Bonnie and Junior Hayes, son, William Thomas Jr., great-grandson, Landon Keener, and grandson-in-law, Matthew Waters. Funeral services for Opal Ann Thomas will be held at 11 a.m. Wednesday, January 24th at the Johnson Avon Funeral Home with burial in Brown Cemetery in Mount Airy. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday at the funeral home. Memorials in her honor may be made to the family for expenses and will be accepted by the Johnson Avon Funeral Home, which is in charge of the arrangements. Condolences can be left for the family at www.facebook.com/Johnson Avon Funeral Home. Ronald Stark, 62 of Fairfield, passed away at 12:35 a.m. on Friday at his home. He had been a general laborer and forklift driver for Pacific Cycle for 20 years. Ronald was born in Reinert on August 4, 1955, to Robert and Rose Ellen Stark. Ronald is survived by his wife, Carol Stark of Fairfield, two daughters, Amber Morton and Crystal Atterbury, both of Fairfield. Son, Ron Stark of Fairfield. Two sisters, Ruby Dubbin of Glendale Heights, Illinois, and Rita Dickey of Rockton, Illinois. Brother Randall Stark of Plainfield, Illinois. Five grandchildren who survived. Ronald was preceded in death by his parents, wife Wilma Stark, one sister, and three brothers. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. Tuesday, January 23rd, at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Monday, January 22nd, at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to the funeral home to help with funeral expenses. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of all the arrangements. Paul D. Bova, 82 of Grayville, passed away Wednesday evening, January 17th, 2018, at his home. He was born on October 1st, 1935, in DeCoin, Illinois. The son of Tony and Mary Rose Bova. He married Linda Hoff on November 27th, 1996, and she survives. Paul graduated from SIU Carbondale with a degree in electronics engineering, but his best trait was public relations. He had worked at P.N. Hirsch, the Illinois brokerage, was the supervisor for 500 Plateau Leon convenience stores covering Illinois, Indiana, and Kentucky. At the end of his career, he spent time in maintenance at Wabash Christian Assisted Living and was the assistant librarian at the Groff Memorial Library in Grayville. He was very active in community service, having served as Carmi Chamber President, Carmi's Kiwanis President, the First Grand Knight of Carmi, Knights of Columbus, and was a 50-year member. Currently, he served as a Gray Township Trustee. He served in the United States Navy Special Services during Korea. He was a member of the St. Polycarp Catholic Church in Carmi. Paul was an avid St. Louis Cardinals fan and loved all of his children and grandchildren. He is survived by sons, Dr. Mike Bova, Jeff Bova, and Robert Allen Bova. Daughters, Angela Lynn Bova, Melanie Knight, Christina Richards, Kimberly Wooten, and Amy Strum. 10 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, brother Fred Bova and Joe Bova, sisters Rose Steele, Mary Willis, and Barbie Bova. He was preceded in death by brother Mitch Bova and sisters, Gladys and Virginia. Funeral Mass will be held at 10 a.m. on Monday, January 22nd, 2018, at St. Polycarp Catholic Church in Carmi. Visitation will be from 3 to 6 p.m. on Sunday, January 21st, 2018, at the Stendebeck Family Funeral Home in Carmi, with a rosary being recited at 2:45 p.m. Burial will be in Adams Corner Cemetery in Allendale. Military rites will be conducted by the Carmi American Legion and VFW posts. Memorials may be made to the Groff Memorial Library. Online condolences may be left at the StendebeckFamilyFuneralHome.com.
All right, America. H&R Block has some good news. For a limited time only, you could get a refund advance loan of up to $3,000 the same day you file at Block. That's right. You could get up to $3,000 today. No interest. Told you it was good news. To learn more or find participating locations near you, visit hrblock.com. Get your taxes, one. Optional tax refund related loan from BofI Federal Bank. Not your tax refund. $500, $750, $1,250, or $3,000 loans offered. Approval and loan amount based on expected refund and other conditions. Funds loaded on prepaid card. Tax returns may be e-filed without applying for this loan. Fees for other products or features may apply.
Time now for a look at sports. In boys high school basketball, the Carmi Invitational Tournament, Mount Carmel beat Mount Vernon, Indiana, 69-27. Harrisburg over Edwards County, 61-53. Carmi White County defeated Fairfield, 58-49. Mount Carmel beat Edwards County, 68-46, and Fairfield over Mount Vernon, Indiana, 64-57. In the Benton Invitational Tournament, Carlisle defeated Cesar Valier, 44-41. Benton beat Meridian, 61-26, Pinckneyville over Hamilton County, 63-19, and Carlisle defeated Meridian, 63-51. Now for a look at national sports. In the NBA, the Thunder stomped the Cavaliers, 148-124. The Bulls gored the Hawks, 113-97. The Heat barely got by the Hornets, 106-105. Pelicans beat the Grizzlies, 111-104. 76ers defeated the Bucks, 116-94. The Rockets soared over the Warriors, 116-108. Timberwolves beat the Raptors, 115-109. Jazz destroyed the Clippers, 125-113. And the Trailblazers defeated the Mavericks, 117-108. In the NHL, the Stars stomped the Sabres, 7-1. Flyers flew right past the Devils, 3-1. Avalanche crushed the Rangers, 3-1. Jets squeaked by the Flames, 2-1. Bruins over the Canadiens, 4-1. Maple Leafs beat the Senators, 4-3. Hurricanes came crashing in the Red Wings, 3-1. Coyotes defeated the Blues, 5-2. Predators over the Panthers, 4-3. Sharks ate the Penguins, 2-1. Islanders destroyed the Blackhawks, 7-3. The Wild ran wild on the Lightning, 5-2. And the Oilers slid past the Canucks, 5-2. In the NCAA, Florida beat Kentucky, 66-64. Indiana State over Illinois State, 84-54. Tennessee Martin defeated SIU Edwardsville, 70-69. And Southeastern Missouri State beat Eastern Illinois, 86-74. And that's been a look at sports. Time now for your Classic Hits forecast. Today, a chance of rain or drizzle and showers, cloudy with a high near 52. Tonight, showers mainly after midnight, low around 46. Tomorrow, showers likely, mainly before noon, mostly cloudy with a high near 55. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low around 33. We have your local news, weather, and sports. We're your Classic Hit station. We're WFIW 104.9 FM.